Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Scaling your mortgage business and ultimately selling it should be the end goal, right? That's what I hear a lot about. And today I want to share something with you, which is something that's been playing on my mind a while, actually, from speaking to some very successful firms and mortgage professionals over the last few months, and just getting a real under the hood look at their business and the profit margins of them. I'm not going to share those, obviously, but I want to talk about this. There's a concept that's never spoken about enough. Now, the stuff that I am going to share today, please be prepared to understand that this is not I'm not saying this is good or bad, or there's nothing about that. I just want to share an alternative approach to being a mortgage broker that I think isn't talked about enough. And I think all of them are great, and I work with people across all of them, but I think this one isn't talked about enough, and the reality of it isn't talked about enough. And that is that most people think that they need to, when they get their mortgage business, they need to grow their business, they need to bring on employees, they need to get a premises, and it's all about scaling, scaling, scaling. It's always about scaling. And to the point where I hear it all the time, I'm really busy, and then I'm going to have to bring on another advisor to work under me. And this idea of just thinking that's the way to be successful. Now, the thing that blew my mind was that I was working with a few larger companies, and we were looking at their P&Ls, the profit and loss. And we just had a very candid conversation, and the conversation really came down to what blew my mind. And I actually ended up having a discussion with another client of mine who's the opposite in the different situation. They had a similar epiphany, and that's what's been playing in my head around this. We were going through their P&Ls, I'm a business coach, so we're looking at what they're doing, how does it work? And I actually was quite shocked at the numbers. I was very shocked at the numbers, actually, because the turnover was very high, which was amazing. But the profit at the end of it all, once they'd paid their staff, once they'd paid their running costs for everything, they didn't actually, I'm going to be really honest with you, they didn't make as much money as me, which, and it's not just me, but they didn't make as much money as me, which, by the way, that's not like I make lots of money, because I'm not some sort of Uber like that. I'm a lifestyle business. They didn't make as much money as me, and they are definitely working significantly harder. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because I've been lucky enough to work with hundreds of mortgage brokers and mortgage advisors and mortgage firms at this point, and I'm very blessed for that. But as I'm going through this, and we even had this conversation with the owners of the firms as we went through it, I had this conversation, is that I know advisors who are making 3, 4 times, 5 times their profit out of a bedroom with an administrator who doesn't even work in the same room as them. They work from there, but remote administrator. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is that no one really talks about this, is that it's the real side, the reality of scaling your business. And there are other options. And what is other option? And I love this other way of thinking of it, which is keep it small and keep it all. As opposed to scale and sell and grow, there's another way out there, which is keep the business small and keep all the profits. And what does this mean? Keep it small means keep the overhead small on the business. So if you're going to invest in things, of course you invest in things. I do mine. I have coaches. I have the equipment, my software costs, but I don't have office costs. When I have staff, they're contracted, or as in if I work with people, I contract with them, which is quite few and far between. But that keep it small is that the business is small. I work out of a small office in my back garden. I have very low overheads, and I have many mortgage brokers who do the same. Work out of their conservatory, work out of their spare room, work out of a garden office. They are low overheads. And the whole thing of keep it small and keep it all is that the keep it all's concept is that you keep the money, the profit. Because at the end of the day, if we're doing this business, a lot of us are doing it for an income, and we're doing it to be able to create a life for our families. And this is something that isn't spoken about enough, which is this idea of build a business and you can sell it. The problem is that the very few mortgage businesses sell. I'm not going into the whole ins and outs of it. And some do, by the way. Like I said, this is not me saying what's right or wrong. It's just another option out there. Is that actually, if you're doing this as a lifestyle business, we are blessed in the financial services and mortgage and insurance industry specifically to have one of a very high income earning opportunity, which means that you can have a really good income and a really good quality of life with work-life balance. It's incredible. And we're very blessed for that. Very blessed. The income earning opportunity in financial services is unparalleled to nearly everything else. If you look at what it's mad when you actually look at the stuff. And I know because it the lines blur for me because I'm used to dealing with all of you all the time. So I see these income numbers. And then when I'm chatting to friends and stuff, and I'm very money positive, I talk about money, I'm open about money. I don't think it's a thing you should hide because I think that it makes it easier for people to understand what's going on. Then when we have these conversations, people, I'm like, oh yeah, everyone makes six figures. I just assume everybody makes, you know, high fives to six figures once they're good at their job and established. And I'll be with my friends who have been doing their job for them. No, not everyone does that. And it's, oh, okay, but the people because of the world I mix in, they do. But you don't have to have a massive empire of business to do that. You just have to be good at your job. You have to be very laser focused. And I love that idea of keep it small and keep it all, because what that does is if you keep it small, it allows you to be nimble. It allows you to be proactive in differentiating yourself amongst competition. The problem I see with people who go larger in their businesses, often, not always, but often, is that there is a tipping point where you're doing a lot more work, but you're only taking a small amount of maybe dividends and profit at the end, because you've got to keep reinvesting it for all the larger things, the buildings, the everything else. And that's fine, by the way, if you want to build an empire. If you want to build an empire, that is a you thing for sure. Like, I think go for it. Like, you can't do that sat in your shed. I don't want to build an empire. And a lot of my clients don't too. And some of them do. And that's what we work with them to help build that. And like, there are amazing people like that. Shout out to Gary Das, who that's his thing. He helps people. He's great at that. What I think isn't spoken about enough is that you can just have a wonderful lifestyle on your own with an administrator. I really do believe that. And I think that if that is the goal that you're trying to achieve when you start out, that's a very noble goal. It's a very noble thing to be able to say, I want to be able to make 150,000 turnover, 150,000-200,000 a year. I want to be able to employ somebody as my administrator who the two of us work really well together. And then I want to just be happy, spend time with my kids, go and do my hobbies, go play golf, go for a run, whatever it may be, go whatever you want to do. That's a really cool, that's cool as well. It's not considered enough. The other thing that's not considered enough as well is people with mortgages, they'll do a certain level of income. We had this with one of my clients where they were doing about 150, 200 on mortgages alone, which is amazing. But then they didn't consider that actually, if they were like, I'll bring on a member of staff. And I was like, sell insurance instead. Get better at selling insurance. Keep it, again, low overhead. Go and get a coach. I worked with him on that. And we were able to get from about 150 to about 700,000 a year on that specific one, which is mind-blowing in income, because that specific person had nearly 150, 200, nearly 200 grand's worth of mortgage only clients. We just had to tweak their process and get that result, and it was game changing. That is a keep it small and keep it all, because they keep all of that and they actually have taken it on the drip, so that money will be like an income for them for a long time. But what's amazing about that is that's that strategy. Instead of, which everyone else was saying to that person, go ahead and employ someone, you're busy, employ someone. We did a complete other approach and just said, no, just reinvest in yourself, learn a new skill, make yourself more valuable. You will make more money for the same amount of time that you work with the same amount of people. And they did. So I think this is something just to throw out there, is if you're thinking about, you just want to be an absolute expert and a weapon at what you do, and you don't want a big business, that's okay. And actually, the people you see and have the big businesses, sometimes, not always, but sometimes they don't earn as much as you do and they have a lot more stress. And I think, don't always think the grass is always greener. Do the thing that makes you happy and what you want to achieve with your business. If that's build an empire, go for it. But if it's just have a great lifestyle, don't feel guilty about that. See you tomorrow. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation, completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.